Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Midwest Partnership Executive Director Sarah Gomez about two labor shed studies currently being conducted in Guthrie Center and Greenfield in partnership with Iowa Workforce Development and Iowa Economic Development Authority. Why is Midwest Partnership partnering with Iowa Workforce Development and the Iowa Economic Development Authority to complete labor shed studies?
So we partner with those groups every 2 years to get an updated labor shed study. It's part of our process that we have implemented for the last several years, and we do this every 2 years. So this is the year for the labor shed studies.
And so what's the purpose of a labor shed study?
The purpose of the study is to measure the availability and characteristics of the workforce in the area.
What is a labor shed study used for?
The labor shed study is a useful tool for the economic development organization and our team as we look at existing employers and prospective employers. It helps us to understand the local labor market that allows the business owners to make informed expansion and site selection decisions, and it also helps to maintain and recruit a high-quality workforce.
How many times has Midwest Partnership been doing these studies for Greenfield and Guthrie Center? I guess, how long has it gone on?
I would say we have done the labor shed studies every 2 years consistently for the past 10 years, well, 20 years total, probably about 10 different times.
How has this study benefited or really educated the local cities, for instance, since the last time a study was done?
Well, the study really gives us a snapshot of what's going on within the workforce for those businesses. As businesses continue to compete for labor, the wages are impacted by that competition and our low unemployment rates. So this really gives the employers a good base idea of what is the labor wage right now. Are they competitive? Are they where the rest of their competitors are in terms of finding that common labor market for this area?
How is the study conducted?
The first step will be Iowa Workforce Development Office will be sending letters to the area employers in Guthrie and Adair counties. They will be asking for employees' residential zip codes, and that will allow us to determine the scope and the scale of the labor shed, essentially our commuting patterns. So where are the employees driving from to go to work?
What will be the next step for the study?
The next step would be a survey to the area residents. They will be receiving a letter directing them to take the survey online, or they will receive a telephone call to take the survey, or possibly a text message with the information for the survey as well.
What information are residents asked to give for these surveys?
The survey questions will cover topics such as the employment status, current and desired wages, current and desired benefits, their education level, and a type of occupation, among other things.
When will the study be conducted?
They will start conducting the survey July 1 and hopefully have it completed by September.
When do the results of the study typically get published?
We should see the study early fall, and then we will share that information with all of you and the employers once we get that.
Why would you stress the importance for local employers and residents to participate in the study?
This study is very important to economic development, vitality of our region. It helps the businesses stay competitive with wages, and it helps prospective new businesses looking in the area give them an idea of the cost of labor and the cost of wages for future employment opportunities.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Midwest Partnership Executive Director Sarah Gomez about two labor shed studies currently being conducted in Guthrie Center and Greenfield in partnership with Iowa Workforce Development and Iowa Economic Development Authority. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.